not a Methodist. I returned to the Methodist Church, and it was not a flat about it. And I worked it overnight.
What year was that?
This was 1900. And what year did you turn this?
This time, 68 elections.
69. All right,
January.
Right in there. It was in March after that. March. Special.
Yeah.
But and somebody has to do that.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to you.
Yeah, the more the person to person.
The last two times I saw you
was in China. After coming back.
After Russia. And China. I don't recall the incidents. But you explained to us
what had happened.
And like you were saying before, I was over here talking to the premier of China. And he said this to me, and I said this to him. And I turned to my wife, and I said, honey, watch this. Mm. He's talking to us tonight. See, there are only two of us in the room.
Right. And very, very
smooth. I'm sure I can't ever.
Very smooth observation.
I can never advise you, but if I had a face for my 3.5 years, coming back up out of the ashes, you might say, this is what I have done. And there may be a change in your feelings, I don't know.
Right.
But you're talking to us now.
Right.
Give you a more relaxed exercise. Now, I teach myself on my cameras and I see a little light on top.
Sure.
When you're supposed to change cameras, do they have that? Do they have a light that goes off and
red? Yeah.
That's a human being to me. The moment the light comes on, I'm talking to John Smith or Mary Jones. And her level of comprehension is the 7th grade. Now, of course, some show and above there.
Error, you always communicate
with. Gentlemen, I'm just talking to you and your wife and maybe your child. And the last two times he did that, it was subtle. It was a subtle change in you.
That's right. After the China trip and the Russia trip.
Yes. I don't know if anything happened to you.
There, on the Russia trip.
Here's what you communicated to me. Do you want me to take it?
Sure.
When you got back from China and Russia, face, your eyes, even some of your words, but mostly you. Just the man was saying now, this thing has been tough. We've been far apart. But I went over there as a man. I sat down with fellow human beings and we talked. And we probably will never settle all our differences. They see it one way, we see it another way. I didn't compromise, I didn't give up anything, and they didn't compromise, give up anything. But we talked. And there was a feeling that came out that was priceless. And so it's all over the country. You gave us the impression that you're thinking. I quit thinking of you as a Republican. See, I'm a registered Democrat.
Sure.
I don't think of you. I think of you as the leader of our country. And this came about mostly through these
questions of God.
And you gave me the feeling, and my wife summed it up, and she said, he probably has thought more about what he's going to do to bring about these changes to be the president during our lifetime. That's what you're communicating right now. And before, it was a kind of battle. I'm up here fighting for this and fighting for that. But it was like you relaxed and you said, I'm going to talk to you in the room and I tell you, I didn't solve everything, but it looks better for us. Now, did you feel that way?
Across?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It was, well, that was actually the fact.
Well, that's what you said.
That's the thing that is important.
See, I don't even remember your words. I remember what was coming out of your spirit.
That doesn't matter.
And that's what we learn on television. Yeah. It's what they get from me, or from you. A lot of people can speak better than I can speak, but they can't feel more than I can.
That's the difference.
And I, as a human being, I only want one thing. I want to know if this man is concerned about our lives. If he's not, communicates. So now, concern about me as a person in America. I'm upset about the problems the country is having to me. I don't like what's going on in the world, what's in the country, but you're coming and you're saying, well, I'm very, very concerned about that. Now, that makes me feel better than all the words you say.
Still believe in those basic virtues that you communicate to us.
know you well, except through TV. But you're beginning to say to me what I'm saying. And this is the way we are in Oklahoma.
Yeah. I
was so proud of that.
What's a solid, it's a God-fearing and a patriotic state, to see patriotic. They like the flag. They don't care for drive-bys.
That's right.
I know.
And another thing that
I know those people.
Another thing that you did that just touched my family. My son, my oldest son was in the Army that year, but now my son-in-law went last week to be drafted. Through these new laws that you're putting in, winding this thing down, my son comes back, my son-in-law comes back. All right. You have my wife, myself, my daughter, through this one single act, and it was going the other way. And I don't think I'm any more sensitive to things like this than others.
See, because we reduced the draft, and of course, no draft.
Yes. That means something to folks. Means something to me because it's my daughter.
Sure.
Don't you feel like? What I'm trying to say is you're showing a concern. You're concerned about me, not Mr. America. You're concerned about me as a human being. And I think the thing that you're beginning to do, and you're going to come into it now, probably 100% on your television appearances, to re-name this person. You're going to talk to us, and you're going to, when I say out of your gut, that's not a nice word to say.
Oh, I understand.
You're not talking to me. Something's happening to your speeches. They're not as lofty as they used to be. You're talking to me. And I say, basically, in the end, this is the man. It's happening to me.
That's great.
Yeah. I see what you do on the wire.
Finished.
He's finished the previous.
Oh, yeah.
And we did the previous. Anytime before election, you can choose your day. But no doubt in my mind, yourself will be the national televised. Yourself. Well, there's enough interest in us as well, because we're new, yeah. And we're like a Cinderella school now.
Sure.
But you'd have 2,000 students out in front of you, all with ties, all the boys with ties and shirts. You'd have VIPs and common people across the field.
You have men and
women? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 1,000 girls and 1,000 boys.
So didn't you tell me that 80% of your student body is Republican?
We had a poll this spring. 80%. So I didn't plan it.
I don't care whether it was Democrats.
I had no way to know the choice. I had no way to know the choice. You know who the department is.
Sure.
But I just had him out. I'm not political, but I did introduce him to my 1,000 employees and my supervisor. Said I'm not doing anything political, I'm just.
I know. Yeah. honest.